High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. We're up at Hastings High as the Tigers get set to take on Waverly in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game is up first. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Greg Mays, and coach sitting at 9-9 again in the season. Back to the 500 mark. You won a couple of games in a row. Team playing well right now.
Yeah, we are. We really are. You know, I think we've had great focus and practices the last couple of weeks. You know, really played pretty well against Kearney, especially the last three quarters, and then played really solid against Omaha Scott, and then executed at the end to win it, and then really played well against Crete in the second and third quarters, built a big lead, and then kind of had to survive a storm by them, but we did enough to get out with the win, so we're pretty happy with how we're playing.
Last Saturday against Omaha Scott, maybe the turning point here in your program is you take a look back. That was a huge win for you guys.
Yeah, we'll know for sure down the line, but a real landmark victory for us over the kind of team that we haven't been beaten the last few years and haven't really been competitive with sometimes. So to get that competitive game and then to execute at the end and win it was exciting for the girls, and they've really deserved it. You know, since last summer, they've worked towards things like that. So hopefully we kind of carry it on here.
Omaha Scott was a top 10 rated team is what we're referring to. It's been a long time since Hastings has beat a top 10 team, and you did it, I wouldn't say easily, but you guys were in control most of the way there.
Yeah, I thought we outplayed them, and we didn't have to play perfect to do it. You know, we made some mistakes, but we just played solid when we did, and had a lot of great efforts from the seniors. You know, Maddie Stokes and Bailey Petzl both made big plays and took defensive matchups that maybe they haven't in the past. You know, those kind of things you want from seniors down the stretch. And they really, I thought they got that look in their eye. So that's a good sign when your seniors start playing that way.
You're sitting at 9-9 right now. This has not been seen in Hastings girls basketball for a while. What has changed? Why are the girls successful this year?
Well, I think we've got some girls who really dedicated themselves to basketball and said, okay, we're going to be better when we come back in the off season. Actually, we dialed down a little bit what we were doing in the summer and said, okay, let's just do a couple things, but let's say we're all going to be there. You know, let's not play with part of a varsity team. And that summer season is so important that they really dedicated themselves to getting together and playing a couple times together in the summer. And then they said, okay, now get your individual work done when you can. Because I got girls who are in the band and they're singers, and I got girls who play softball and girls who play volleyball and girls who do everything. And so they can't just all drop everything and come in together. They got a lot of things to do. And they said, hey, we're going to trust each other that you're going to get in and do your work. And that's been a very successful formula. I think they really have a high degree of trust in each other because of that, because they saw when the first day of practice came back, they saw the improvement from everybody. And that's when you know, hey, they've done their work.
Do you have a feeling this year it could be something special for Hastings High?
I did. I remember the meetings last spring, you know, and the first meetings last spring were about holding things together, because we've had some cases where we've had some young girls start and take their lumps and not all come back and play again, you know, and that's a problem sometimes when you have to play girls young. They aren't totally bought into basketball yet. So the first thing I did was called everybody in and said, listen, are you in or out? You know, that's the first thing we need to know. If you're in, we've got to develop a plan together where we get this done and improve this. And I think we've got a lot of basketball girls who really, they do a lot of things, but basketball is important and they're going to make it work. And we've had some leadership at all levels. You know, we've got a captain who's a senior, but we've got a captain who's a junior and a captain who's a sophomore this year. And those were very natural picks. I think the girls really saw that those girls were doing the leading things, and they were this one saying, hey, let's get into the gym. And, you know, that's been very natural, and I think the other girls have filled in their roles very well. And, you know, it's exciting when a team comes together.
Went over Omaha Scott last Saturday. Like I said, you go on the road and pick up a big win. It's Crete this week, so you guys are playing your second game of the week already. This is kind of a big stretch for you guys.
It is. We like to, you know, let's play a game, then let's practice. Let's play a game, then let's practice. The girls love it. They don't want to listen to me at practice anymore. They want to get out here with the band playing and people yelling, and they want to play. So they think this is the perfect schedule. They want to know why we weren't doing this from day one. But yeah, we've got Waverly tonight, and then in two nights we got an important district game with Aurora, and then in three nights we got Grand Island High coming in here, and they don't get any bigger than that. So yeah, the girls are excited. They want to play basketball.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Waverly as our pregame show continues after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Back with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Bays. Hastings taking on Waverly tonight here at the Tiger Gym. Waverly, a team that comes in 10-7 on the season. What do you know about this group?
Well, I know they've got some great wins. You know, they've got some big wins over some big-time teams. And, you know, they've maybe been a little up and down. They're very post-centric. They've got the great Bender girl who's going to Nebraska to play volleyball. Just a very big, great athlete. You know, she really shows you what you need to play at the Division I level. Because you can be all the skills you want, but you better also be big, you know, or just something, have something just outsized. And when you see her, you think, well, she's not going to move very well. Well, she'll move just like the 5'8 girls. And that's, you know, when you're 6'2 and you move like that, that's how you end up playing for Coach Cook in Lincoln.
Bender is averaging 15.9 points, 9.9 rebounds per ball game. Looks like about 85% of their offense to go through her.
Yeah, it will. And so we're going to adjust our defense a little bit and try to make that a little bit tougher. You know, obviously, you know, everybody in the stands knows, well, if you can make the other girls do something, maybe you got a better chance. So, you know, we're going to try to force their hand a little bit and see what we can do there. But also, you don't want to go too far away from who you are. You know, so we don't want to get our girls into an uncomfortable place where they're playing different than how we practice. So we're going to try to find the golden mean on that.
What is the plan? She's 6'2", and she's going to be a horse inside. What's the plan on her?
Well, we got to give a lot of help from the backside. We call it squeezing in from the backside. You know, we have different levels of help where how far you come. And she's the top level of help. You come all the way over. We practiced yesterday coming all the way over and touching her from that backside. You know, you want to be right there because when the lob goes up, if you're not there already, you're done. All you're going to do is foul her. So we've got to be there, and we really believe in attacking the lob. So you'll see some itty-bitty girls on the backside going up like it's volleyball, and they're trying to just spike that ball out of there. And, you know, we're 5'10 in front of her this year. You know, Elizabeth Franzen, it might even be 5'11. Annie Graylish is definitely a 5'10. So, you know, we've got a little more height to put in front of a girl like that than we've had in the past. So we'll work there. We'll try to bring a little more pressure maybe on their guards before they get into half court, maybe keep the ball from getting to her. And then it's just a lot of, you know, everybody willing to help her.
And on the other end of the floor, you guys attack her when you run your offense, and that's not going to be easy either. She's going to take up a lot of room in there.
Yeah, she does. And I mean, our first goal is, well, let's go run our offense before she gets there. You know, let's run. In the second half at Crete, we got out and run. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, if you're not running, well, that's the point guard. And sometimes it is. She's got to pass the ball up the floor, but other times it's the wings. You know, if you're running on the volleyball floor, you're not wide enough for us to see you. We can't pass it up to you. So it's a team effort. We got to have wings running wide and the point guard giving them the ball. And I tell you, in the third quarter at Crete, we were running like crazy. It's no secret. We like to get up and down the court. And when we do, we're a good team because we got some girls who not over 94 feet are hard to guard.
All right, good luck there.
Thanks.
Greg Bays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups and a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Waverly tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight we head back to the jungle as Waverly gets set to take on the Hastings High Tigers.
There's a pass out between the circles. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Reimer. It's not good and he fouled. Sam Reimer steals the ball away, takes it to the distance and scores, and he's fouled into play. A chance at a three-point play. Nice job there by Sam Reimer.
The Hastings High Tiger boys will be looking to snap a three-game losing streak tonight, while the girls look to go above 500 for the first time this season.
Out in three-point territory, picked up by Carlson. They get it to the wing. That's going to be Franson. Back outside to Pankratz. Her three-pointer in and out. Back in again. A three-point play there by Sophia Pankratz. She has now got 8 points in the contest. Hastings High out on top now by a score of 28-9.
It's Waverly and Hastings High, and it's next on 1230 KHAS. Let's get you courtside for the call of tonight's game. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. From the jungle at Hastings High, as the Tigers get set to take on the Waverly Vikings in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here tonight. Stinking up on the tip-off of the girls' ball game tonight. Hastings High coming in, a record of 9 wins, 9 losses on the season, coming off of a couple of wins over Omaha Scott and Crete. Meanwhile, Waverly, they come in with a mark of 10 wins and 7 losses on the season. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. So the playing of the national anthem tonight by the Hastings High Tiger Marching Band as we get set for a big night for high school basketball coverage here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings again coming in, 9 wins, 9 losses on the season. It's been a long time since the Tigers have been at the 500 mark at this point in the season, but Hastings High actually playing pretty well down the stretch here. Omaha Scott was 55-49, the victory for Hastings last Saturday. Meanwhile, they picked up a win over Crete on Tuesday night, 55-52. Waverly coming in, 10 wins and 7 losses on the season. They've won their last two games since losing in the finals of the Eastern Midlands Conference Tournament. Waverly knocking off Aurora by a score of 45-34, and they beat Crete the other night by a score of 50-31. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Vikings of Waverly, they will start this way. Mackenzie Delgado is a 5'3" and sophomore, averaging 5 points per ball game. Sam Hart is a 5'8" inch junior. Hart is averaging 2.3 points per ball game. Nikki Larson is a 5'9" inch senior, averaging 3.4 points per ball game. Brianna Bonder is a 6 foot sophomore. Bonder is averaging 5.6 points per ball game. And then her sister, Olivia Bonder, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 15.9 points and 9.9 rebounds per game. She's headed to Nebraska next year on a volleyball scholarship. For the Tigers of Hastings High, they'll start with Libby Knappel tonight. Knappel, 5'9" and a sophomore, averaging 9.4 points per ball game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'7" and sophomore, averaging 9.6 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Bailey Petzold is a 5'8" and senior. Petzold is averaging 9.6 points and 6 rebounds per game. Maddie Stokes gets a start here on the seniors' night at the Tiger Gym, a 5'9" and senior. Stokes is averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Elizabeth Franzen is the other starter, 5'10" and a junior,
averaging 5 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white tonight. Waverly dressed in their burgundy uniforms with their black numbers here tonight. Waverly will shoot to our basket to our right. As we view it here from the side court at the Jungle at Hastings High, ball game is underway. Waverly has the basketball as they bring it in their offensive zone. There's a Degano. McKenzie with Degano has got the ball. Goes over on the wing on the far side. As Hastings High is going to start off in a, looks like a zone defense. On the wing is going to be Nikki Larson. Larson brings it back out to a Degano between the rings. Over to Larson again on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it to the far sideline. That's a Degano with the ball. As they work it around the Tiger defense, here's a pass inside to Bonder, and her shot is up and in. Olivia Bonder scoring there for Waverly. That's her first field goal. Won't be her last. She's averaging 15.9 points per ball game. Hastings High hands the ball back in their offensive zone down here on the left end as they pound the ball inside. That's going to be Napple with the ball. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Libby Napple scoring there for Hastings High. She's averaging 9.4 points per ball game, and the score is tied at 2 points apiece. Here early in the first quarter, as Waverly comes back, loses control of the ball, but it's tipped out of bounds here by Napple. Waverly will play things in right in front of the Tiger bunch. Sam Hart will play things in. They get it into McKenzie Delgado. Delgado comes out here to the top of the key. Now back here to the wing on the right side is Sam Hart. Is throw the ball around a perimeter. This is a team that doesn't score an awful lot of points, 47.6 points per ball game. Here's Bonder, throws up a three, and her shot is up and in. Olivia Bonder scoring on a three-pointer, so she got a two from close range, and she steps out beyond a three-point circle and hits one. 5-2 is the score now. Hastings High down here in the ball game at girls high school basketball as they play with it on their offensive end, dribbling into the lane. Here's Napa with the ball, sends it down on the baseline on the right side. Down there is going to be Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen goes down in the corner with the ball down there for the Tigers. It's going to be a pencil. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good, gets her own rebound. Following shot is up and in. Bailey Pencil scores there for Hastings High Tigers, and it's now a 5-4 ball game. Waverly is out on top. Here come the Vikings back in their offensive scoring zone as they come over here to a Sam Hart. Sam Hart brings it back outside as the Tigers stay with their zone defense. Now they've gone man. They've gone man after the made basket on their last possession. They feed it back inside. The shot is up there. It's going to be up in the end. That's a Bonder again scoring on the play. This is a Brianna Bonder, her sister, her younger sister, scoring there. There's a long-range jumper the other way by Petzl. It's going to be no good. Ball is chased down. It's going to be picked up here by the Tigers on the baseline. As Hastings High has an offensive board, there's Petzl sliding for the hole. They get her the ball. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to a Bonder for the Waverly Vikings. 7-4 is the score. Hastings High has got the deficit to make up here. Here's Bonder. She'll throw up a three-pointer from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Ball comes to the near sideline. It's going to be grabbed here by the Vikings of Waverly. They pound it back inside to Bonder. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tipped out of there, and the foul's going to be called. A foul's going to be called here on the Vikings of Waverly. It's going to go on, I think Brianna Bonder. Nope, it's going to be on Nikki Larson. That's going to be her first team foul on the Vikings. So Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. Here come the Tigers now. 7-4 is the score. Hastings trailing the ball game. Anna Graylish is into the ball game now for Maddie Stokes. Here on the near sideline, dribbling with the ball is going to be Bailey Pencil. Now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation called here on the Tigers. That's the first turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Hastings averages 17 turnovers per ball game. They force 14 on the defensive end. 7-4 is the score. Waverly is out on top of Hastings in girls high school basketball tonight. First game of two tonight here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Waverly's got the lead. They've got the ball. Sam Hart, free throw line extended right side. Out to Degano. Degano brings it across the top. That's going to be Nikki Larson with it now. Larson dribbles to the wing on the left side. Larson holds it. Cross-court pass comes over here to Degano. Shot for three is up there. No good. Down for the rebound is loose, and Hastings High comes down with it. Tigers got to hold their own on the glass here tonight with a much taller Waverly team. Anna Graylish got the rebound there, driving the baseline. There's going to be Napple. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Bonder, and the rebound comes down to Waverly, running back the other way. Delgado, her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Waverly playing things in. Here comes four new players into the ball game now for Waverly. We're halfway through the opening quarter. They're going to play a bunch of people in the ball game here tonight. The one person that's not leaving the floor is Olivia Bonder. She stays out there. There's a pass on the right side of the block. A shot is up there from close range by Amanda Cook. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Here come the Tigers running back the other way with the ball. There is going to be Sophia Pankratz. Comes over here to Libby Knappel on the wing on the left side. Two-headed pass goes over to the right wing. Now it's Pankratz with the ball. They get it inside to a Franzen. Back down to the baseline. Here's Knappel driving that baseline toward the goal. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Libby Knappel is fouled in this play. It's going to go on number 22. That's Amanda Cook. Cook picks up her first. That's the second team foul on Waverly. It's going to be Hastings High playing the ball in. The inbounds pass will be tipped and intercepted. Olivia Bonder gets the tip, and she gets the interception. Back comes the Waverly. Cook, her shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It comes to the corner. Grabbing the ball is McKenna Hoy, who's into the ball game now. Hoy has got it on the wing here on the right side. Sends it out to the top of the key. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good as the shot's taken by Delgado. Rebound comes down to Sophia Pankratz of Hastings High. Dribbling to the elbow, right side of the lane. That's out here to Petzl, out here in three-point territory. To Knappel, her cross-court pass is intercepted. Second turnover, and Hastings High. Here come the Vikings back the other way, two-on-one. Dumping the ball off, a shot is up there, it's in. Alyssa Weber scoring there on a two-on-one break for the Vikings of Waverly. It's now a 9-4 ball game. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. The Waverly Vikings here tonight. We're about 5 minutes into the contest from the jungle at Hastings High. Sophia Pankratz has got the ball for the Tigers. She's out here in three-point territory. Between the circles, bounce pass goes over to Knappel on the wing on the left side. Waverly is now in a zone defense. Down in the corner. Hastings High working with the ball. That's going to be Sophia Pankratz with the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Knappel. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. Hastings throwing the ball around the perimeter. Back down to Knappel in the baseline. She drives. Here's a pass. Going to be deflected. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Tigers will play things in. Here comes Brianna Bonder back into the ball game now, replacing her sister Olivia. He's going to get a short breather here at the 2:35 mark of the first quarter. 9-4 the score. Waverly has got a 5-point lead. Tigers will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come out here to Knappel. Entry pass goes back inside to Franzen. Double team. Throws it out to Pankratz. Pankratz backs it back out here in the 3-point territory. Waverly in a 2-3 zone defense here against the Tigers. On the wing, that's going to be Petzl with the ball. Back outside to Pankratz. The ball tipped into the backcourt. It's loose and it's picked up here by the Vikings. They get the ball down to the floor. It's going to be deflected away, and Hastings High comes down with it. So back-to-back turnovers as Franzen comes up with it there for the Tigers. Hastings down with three turnovers here in the first quarter. That was the first one on Waverly. Hastings back with the ball with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 9-4 the score. Here's a shot by Graylish inside the free throw circle. A shot no good. Rebound. Knappel follows shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. Libby Knappel got the offensive board and the putback there for the Tigers. She'll go to the free throw line and try to convert on a three-point play. It is now a 9-6 ball game. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Amanda Cook of Waverly. That's going to be her second. And in the ball game now is going to be Olivia Bonder. She returns to the lineup now for the Vikings. She's going to replace Amanda Cook, who will come to the sidelines now with a couple of personal fouls. Libby Knappel goes to the free throw line here for Hastings High, a 59% foul shooter in the season. Their shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings High is a team hitting 65% of their foul shots. Into the ball game now for the Tigers is going to be Jamison Johnson. Jamison Johnson into the ball game now for the Tigers. It's 9-7. Hastings High back to within 2 points here after a three-point play by Libby Knappel. Under a minute, or actually 2 minutes to play here in the quarter. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. That's Alyssa Weber scoring to the goal and scoring. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Here's Pankratz with back with the ball for the Tigers. 11-7 is the score now. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Johnson has got it. Moves it down on the baseline to Petzl. Bombs away for a three shot right down through the hole. It's good. Bailey Petzl throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. She scores. That's 5 points in the ball game now for Bailey Petzl. 11-10 to score. Hastings comes back with the ball. It's going to be intercepted by Petzl, but she was out of bounds. Here on the near sideline. So it's going to be the Vikings playing things in right in front of the Tiger bench down here. Alyssa Weber has got the ball. She comes out here to McKenna Hoy. Hastings High matched up in a man-to-man defense here. In the final stages of this first quarter from the jungle up at Hastings High. Out on top, here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Sophia Pankratz. Has her pocket picked in backcourt. A turnover and a shot is up there. It's no good by Bonder. Ball nearly goes out of bounds. Franzen saves it, and then it's deflected off of the leg of Bonder out of bounds. So Hastings High will play it in here in backcourt. The score is 11-10. Hastings trailing here in the ball game, but the Tigers have the ball. Anna Graylish brings it to the 10-second line. Pankratz has got it. Pankratz takes off, dribbles to the free throw line, puts up a shot. Good, and she's fouled in the play. Pankratz falling down in the play right at the free throw line. She was hit from behind, and the field goal goes through the hole, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So now the Tigers have their first lead of the ball game at 12-11 with 47.9 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter, Pankratz in the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. So Hastings actually with a couple of three-pointers here in their last two possessions, the old-fashioned way. Here comes Mackenzie Delgado back into the ballgame now for Waverly. 13-11 the score now. Hastings High has their biggest lead of the ballgame so far here in the opening period. Waverly comes back the other direction, down the far sideline. Alyssa Weber with the ball comes over here to Delgado. Hastings High matched up in a man-to-man defense. Over to Amanda Cook, who brings it back out in the center of the floor to Delgado. To Bonder, back inside to her sister, Olivia, and her shot is up and in. Olivia Bonder scoring there. She's got 7 in the ball game. They come back to tie the score at 13 points apiece. 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Pankratz with the ball for the Tigers. Pankratz dribbles into the lane and running one-hander is going to be up there no good. Rebound comes down to Franzen. Franzen brings it out on the wing again to Pankratz. Out to Johnson now. Jamie Johnson has got it out here in three-point territory. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's Pankratz. She launches up a shot. Good at the buzzer. Pankratz throws it up at the buzzer and scores from the right wing, and the Tigers will have the lead after the first quarter. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. Hastings High with the lead. It's the Tigers 15 and the Waverly Vikings 13. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 15-13 the score. Hastings High with a two-point lead to begin the second quarter. Here's Pankratz with the ball for the Tigers as they will have the opening possession of period number two. A feed goes inside. There's a shot taken there by Anna Graylish. It's going to be partially deflected. Bonder comes down with a rebound. Here come the Vikings down the near sideline. They get the ball ahead. It's going to be lost here on the near side. It's going to be picked up by the Vikings. Sam Hart gets things under control here for the Waverly Vikings. Outside is going to be Delgado. Shot for three is right down through the hole. Mackenzie Delgado throws up a long three ball there for Waverly, and the Vikings go back out on top by a score of 16-15. So 16-15, Waverly has got to lead. Here's Franzen with the ball to free throw line for the Tigers. Gets it away to Knappel, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Knappel gets her own rebound on the right baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Libby Knappel gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 17-16 is the score now. The Hastings High Tigers out on top of Waverly tonight in girls high school basketball. Tigers looking for their third straight win here tonight after knocking off Omaha Scott and Crete during the past 7 days. There's a feed inside. It's going to be lost out of bounds, but tipped out of bounds out of the hands of Olivia Bonder. Ball is out of her hands, out of bounds. It was chipped out there by the Tigers as Hastings High sags back to try to cover up Olivia Bonder. Now she gets the inbounds pass, and it sounds up there and in. Boy, 6'2", she just towers over everybody. The Hastings High has got out on the floor right now. Bonder has got 9 points, 9 of the 18 that Waverly has put on the board. It's 18-17. The Vikings have the lead here over Hastings High. The Tigers attacking their offensive zone. They feed it inside. There's a shot taken by Anna Graylish. No good, but a foul is going to be called. Anna Graylish will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Olivia Bonder. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four. Actually, team foul number five on the Vikings. Hastings has yet to commit a personal foul here in the first half. Shot from the free throw line by Anna Graylish is going to be no good. Graylish is a 60% foul shooter in the season. She is 21 out of 36 in the foul line. She hits her second one. That's her first point of the ball game. Hastings High is a team hitting 65% of their charity tosses. Tigers have come back to tie the score now at 18 points apiece. Here's a steal in backcourt. Pankratz has got the ball, dribbles to the basket, her shot is up and in. Pankratz gets the steal and the field goal. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are out on top now by a score of 20-18. Hastings High applying pressure back here with their two guards. There's a pass to the near sideline. Delgado brings it into the offensive zone. Boner from the corner, shot is up there and in. Olivia Boner scoring from the right baseline down here in the corner. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. 21-20 is the score. Waverly has got the lead. Here's Franzen. Her pass down to the baseline is going to be deflected out of bounds. Hastings High will play things in. So the Tigers will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 21-20. Waverly has got a 1-point lead over Hastings in girls high school basketball. They play it into Franzen. Back down to the baseline. Pankratz shot up and in. Sophia Pankratz hits one from just inside the 3-point circle on the right baseline. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings High goes back out on top now by a score of 22-21. On the wing is going to be Sam Hart with the ball out to Degano. Out here at the top of the key. Over to Sam Hart again on the far sideline. Brings it back to a Boner. Shot from the top of the key. Good again, a 3-pointer. Olivia Boner, who's been averaging 16 points per ball game, has already got 15 in the first half here against Hastings High. It's now a 24-22 ball game. As the Waverly Vikings go back out on top of Hastings High, as the Tigers will work on their offensive zone. Johnson has got the ball here on the near sideline. Comes out to Franzen at the top of the key. Swings it over to Pankratz. Pankratz holds the ball over there. Just to the right of the circle. Now to Graylish at the free throw line. Shots up there too strong. No good. He got a foul and a rebound. Rebounded there by Brianna Boner, but she was checked from behind by Graylish, and Anna's going to pick up her personal foul. First foul on Anna Graylish in the ballgame. It's 24-22. Hastings High is trailing by a point. That's the first team foul on the Tigers here in this first half of play. So that's going to be a 5:03 to play now here in the second quarter. 24-22. Waverly has got a 2-point lead. Vikings have got the basketball. Hastings High attacking here in backcourt defensively. There's a Hoy with the ball, races it across the 10-second line to the far sideline, and a 3-pointer thrown up there and in. Alyssa Weber throwing up a 3-ball there from the left sideline. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Waverly has now got a 5-point lead here over the Tigers. 27-22 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High with the ball. Pankratz at the top of the key. Rockets a pass down low. A shot is up there by Johnson, partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there. Here comes Waverly with the ball and a 5-point lead, 27-22. On the break, they get it down the far sideline. Hoy has got the ball, dribbles over here, sends it over to Weber. Shot for three is up there, no good. Long rebound picked up by Johnson. Johnson has got it for the Hastings High Tigers. The Pankratz gets the ball ahead, and Knapple spins right side of the lane, goes for the basket, loses control of the ball. A turnover on the Tigers. That's their fourth of the ball game. Here's a McKenna Hoy running back the other way now for Waverly into the offensive zone. Out to Boner from the top of the key. Good again. She has not missed here in this ball game. She's got 18 points in the basketball game for Waverly. And now the Vikings have opened up a 8-point lead, 30-22. Hastings has got to find an answer for Olivia Boner to stay in this basketball game here tonight. Here's Libby Knapple with the ball, dribbles right to left across the top of the key, sends it inside. There's Franzen, her passer, Anna Graylish. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 5 on the Tigers, and now we got a foul coming back the other way. It's going to go on Anna Graylish, who is trailing the play there, trying to tip the ball away. That's going to be the second foul on Anna Graylish and the second team foul on Hastings High. Here comes Petzl back into the ball game now. Here comes Maddie Stokes into the ball game as well. Graylish will come out for the Hastings High Tigers, and also Franzen checking out. Waverly is out to an 8-point lead, 30-22. They play things in right underneath the basket. The ball is going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck, and Waverly calls a timeout. Really didn't have possession of the ball down there. But Waverly calls the timeout, and the officials grant it down here, so Waverly will save the possession. So we've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
3 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Waverly has opened up a 30-22 lead over the Hastings High Tigers in girls high school basketball. Waverly has got the ball here in their offensive zone. Weber comes out on top with a three-pointer, throwing up there and in. That's going to be Amanda Cook throwing that baby down over there. A three-pointer. Now Waverly has got an 11-point lead over Hastings, 33-22. Here's a steal now for the Vikings coming back the other way, dribbling. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. We have a traveling violation. A traveling violation going up for the shot was Hoy. Hastings got a piece of it. Hoy came down still with the ball, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Waverly here in the ballgame. Hastings High trailing in the contest now by a score of 33-22. Waverly is on a 12-0 run over Hastings High now. Here in the second quarter of play, Tigers need a basket here. Johnson moves down to Pankratz for three in the corner. Shot good. Big bucket there by Sophia Pankratz. She's now got 12 points in the ball game for the Tigers. 33-25, 3 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Here's Weber with the ball. Comes out to Amanda Cook as they work it around the horn over on the left side. That's Hoy. Hoy out to Alyssa Weber to the near sideline. Down in the corner, they throw the basketball away. Amanda Cook wasn't looking for it there. They throw the basketball away. That's going to be the third turnover on Waverly here in the ballgame. Hastings High will come back the other direction. They're trailing by 8 points now at 33-25 with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the second quarter at the Tiger Gym, the jungle up at Hastings High. Here comes Sophia Pankratz with the ball. Right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Libby Knapple, circles around, cuts it down the lane, stops. Here's a pass over to Pankratz who feeds it back inside over the head of everybody. Goes out of bounds. Trying to get it inside there, and they threw it over the head of everybody. Seven turnovers on Hastings High here in the first half of play. 2:31 to play here in the second quarter. It's 33-25. Waverly has got the lead over the Tigers here tonight in girls high school basketball. Here's Hoy with the ball. They send it back around to the deep left corner. That's Alyssa Weber. Her pass inside is going to be intercepted by the Tigers, but right back into the hands of Bonder. Here's a long pass inside, and a foul is going to be called. They got it into Brianna Bonder, the younger sister of the two. He goes up with a shot, and she's fouled in the play. Now it's going to be Brianna going to the free throw line here for Waverly. The foul is going to be called on Libby Knapple. That's going to be her first. Brianna Bonder to the free throw line. She's a 65% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Waverly is a team hitting 63% from the free throw line, 34% from the field, and 28% from three-point territory. Olivia's next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses a pair. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. A big offensive rebound and a foul shot there. Getting the bucket and the rebound was Amanda Cook. Cook has now got 5 points in the ball game. Waverly has a 10-point lead, 35-25. Here's Pancast with the ball, now to Franzen. Her pass out to Knapple. On the wing of the right side, cross-court pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. Maddie Stokes couldn't handle it. Now she's going to check out. Coming back into the ball game for the Tigers will be Anna Graylish. A minute and 53 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High trailing Waverly tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 35-25. Here's Pankratz for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good from the top of the key. And the rebound comes down here to Amanda Cook. Double dribble violation. Cook comes dribbling out of there with the ball, but a double dribble is called. Waverly turns it over for the fourth time here tonight. Hastings High gets a break. The Tigers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's Sophia Pankratz. She'll trigger things in with the Tigers. Her pass deflected right back out of bounds. Olivia Bonder is guarding the out-of-bounds player here. Bonder, again, is big, 6'2", and a senior. Headed to Nebraska to play volleyball next year for John Cook for the Huskers. They lob it inside down to Franzen. Franzen loses control of the ball. It's a turnover on Hastings High. Bonder comes down with the ball. Franzen wanted to go up for the shot there and had it deflected out of her hands. A turnover in the Tigers. Here's Bonder back with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Sends it over to Hoy. Now down in the left corner, that's Amanda Cook with the ball. Back out to Bonder, swings it right side to Hoy. Takes it down to the baseline. There's a pass inside. A shot is up there and in. Amanda Cook scoring. Amanda Cook now with 7 points in the ball game, and Waverly has built a 12-point lead again. Second time tonight they've been up by a dozen. 37-25. Now with a minute and 11 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Hastings High with the ball back in their offensive zone. Sophia Pankratz has got the ball off to Knapple. The ball poked loose. Knapple picks it up near the 10-second line. Comes over here to a Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz now with 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. He's got the ball in the wing. Entry pass. They get it inside to Graylish. He loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Waverly, so the Vikings will get the ball here in the final 48 seconds of the second quarter. Turnover number 9 on the Tigers. There comes Maddie Stokes into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Anna Graylish. 48.6 seconds to play in the second quarter. Waverly has got the lead over Hastings High. The score is 37-25. Tigers looking to move over the 500 mark for the first time all season long. Right now they're trailing by 12 points here late in the second quarter. Waverly has got the ball. Boner down here on the baseline looking to penetrate. Down the baseline, the ball knocked loose and a foul is going to be called. Olivia Boner trying to take it to the goal there, and she is fouled in the play by Bailey Petzl. Petzl picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Waverly playing it in from the front of the Tiger bench here on the near sideline. Nikki Larson will inbound the ball, and now a 5-second violation is called. Larson unable to inbound the ball here right in front of the Tiger bench. And now we got a timeout from Hastings High. A timeout from Waverly. So she calls the timeout right before the 5-second violation. So Waverly will have the ball when we come back. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 32 seconds to play second quarter. It's Hastings High trailing Waverly 37-25.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back to this lob, the ball into Boner. Her shot is no good, but she gets her own rebound. And now she's fouling the play. They were playing it in right in front of the Tiger bench. Alyssa Weber just lobs the ball into the lane where 6'2" Olivia Boner grabs the ball. She misses the shot, but she's fouling the play by Franzen. Now she goes to the free throw line, and her shot is up there no good. Boner is a 70% foul shooter in the season. She's now 62 out of 89 from the free throw line. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. She hits one out of two. And it's now a 38-25 ball game in favor of the Waverly Vikings. Hastings High needs a bucket here with 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. Sophia Pankratz has got the ball. Pankratz dribbles with it to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down to Knapple. Entry pass inside to Franzen. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down by Boner. The ball is loose in the lane. Tigers pick it up. Now a foul is called. Hastings picks it up down there. That was Maddie Stokes, I think, who picked up the ball. Now a foul is going to be called on the Waverly Vikings here in the ball game. It's going to go on Brianna Boner, and that's going to be her first. Non-shooting situation, that's going to be the 16th foul called in the Vikings. So Hastings not yet in the bonus with 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. Tigers will inbound the ball. Pankratz will trigger things in. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Petzl for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And now Waverly will play things in with 3.5 seconds to play here in backcourt. 38-25, the Waverly Vikings have the lead over Hastings High tonight in girls high school basketball. Here comes Hoy down to the scorer's table. She will check in. Also checking in is going to be Sam Hart for the Vikings. 3.5 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We're at the jungle at Hastings High. Waverly will inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is going to be Alyssa Weber who gets the ball in to Hoy. Hoy approaches the 10-second line, and she can't get a shot away. Trying to set up Boner over here on the wing on the right sideline. Couldn't get her the ball soon enough. And time expires here in the first half from the jungle at Hastings High. Waverly trailed 15-13 at the end of the first quarter, but they've got the lead here at halftime. It's Waverly 38, Hastings High 25. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Jungle at Hastings High at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game here tonight. Waverly is out on top of the Hastings High Tigers by a score of 38-25. Hastings High Tigerettes performing here at halftime. It's a daughter-father regime here tonight with the dads out there as well. Performing in front of the crowd here with the Hastings High Tigerettes, which is a sight for sore eyes here as they will perform here at halftime of this ball game. Hastings High had the lead 15-13 after the first quarter of play, but Hastings High had a tough time there in quarter number two. The Tigers getting outscored a margin of 25-10 in that second quarter. And right now, Waverly has got the lead over Hastings High. The score is 38-25. Other games going on in the city tonight. In fact, a busy night for our local teams. The Adams Central boys and girls, they are playing host to Ravenna tonight out at the Patriots Gym. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls, they've got their traditional season-ending regular season ball game against the Sutton Phillies. This year being played at the Chapman Gymnasium. The Hastings St. Cecilia boys will have an extra day as they prepare for their next game. That will be tomorrow night in Grand Island against Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll have that game for you on 1230 KHAS. Pre-game show tomorrow night will be at 7:15 with a tip-off at 7:30. We're at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 38-25 is the score. Waverly has got the lead. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Hastings High tonight. Girls High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. We get the boys game coming up next at about 7:45 tonight between the Tigers and the Vikings. Waverly went on a 17-3 run there to end the second quarter of play. The last lead that Hastings had was at 22-21. Waverly then scores 17 points compared to the Tigers 3 to end the quarter. So Waverly has got the lead here at halftime. The score is 38-25. Tigers being led so far by Sophia Pankratz. Pankratz has nailed 1 3-pointer in the ball game. She's got 4 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Pankratz with 12 points to lead the charges here for Hastings High. The other scorer is Libby Knappel. She has got 7 points. Knappel has got 3 field goals. She is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Bailey Penciled, she has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She's got 5 points here at the break. Anna Graylish, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Hastings High, 3 out of 4 from the stripe here in the first half of play. Unofficially, they've got 9 turnovers in the basketball game. Waverly, the Vikings are being led so far by Olivia Bonder. She has got 19 points here in the ball game already for the Vikings. And she has knocked down 3 3-pointers in the contest. She's got 4 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Olivia Bonder with 19 points to lead the way for Waverly so far in this ball game. Amanda Cook, she has got a 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals. Amanda Cook with 7 points in the ball game. Alyssa Weber, she has got a total of 7 points in the game. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer for her 7 points. Mackenzie Delgado has nailed a 3-pointer for Waverly. She's got 3. And Brianna Bonder, the younger sister of Olivia, she's got a field goal for 2 points. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. 38-25 is our score here at halftime as Hastings High is trailing here in the ball game to the Waverly Vikings. By the way, the Nebraska School Activities Association today, they released the sub-district basketball pairings for girls in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. We'll try to get into this throughout the course of the evening here tonight. But the Adams Central Patriots, they will be the number 3 seed for the C1-9 tournament at Grand Island Northwest beginning next week. Adams Central will play Grand Island Central Catholic in the second game on Tuesday at 7:30. The first one will be Central City against either St. Paul or Wood River. C110 over at Kearney High School next week. The play-in game, the bunny bracket game, has Broken Bow taking on Gibbon. The winner will get top-seeded Minden on Tuesday at 6, followed by Centura against Kearney Catholic at 7:30. C27 at Fillmore Central next week. This 4 teams here, Superior, will play 3rd Central at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, followed by Sandy Creek and Sutton at 7:45. C28 at Minden next week. The play-in game will be Donovan Trumbull playing Franklin. The winner will get top-seeded Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday at 6. That'll be followed up by Southern Valley and Blue Hill at 7:30. D16 over at Hastings St. Cecilia next week. Red Cloud will play Harvard at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, followed by Shelton against Heartland Lutheran. D19 at Kearney Catholic next week. The play-in game has Axtell playing Amherst. The winner will get top-seeded Overton on Tuesday at 6, followed by Elm Creek against Wilcox-Hildreth at 7:45. In girls sub-district basketball, D28 out at Lexington. It'll be Loomis taking on Elwood in the play-in game on Monday. The winner will play Bertrand on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. That'll be followed up by Sumner Eddyville Miller against Eustace Farnham at 6:30. And finally, in sub-district basketball next week, D27 out of Adams Central next week. It'll be Kennesaw playing Pleasanton in the play-in game on Monday at 7. The winner will get Giltner, the top seed, on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, followed by Lawrence Nelson against Silver Lake at 7:45. So that's just some of the sub-district basketball pairings that are out today from the Nebraska Schools Activities Association as we get ready for March Madness. Girls State High School basketball tournament will be the first weekend in March down in Lincoln. The boys will follow in weekend number 2. So plenty of action coming up here at the Tiger Gym tonight. We're at halftime. Girls High School basketball, Waverly's got the lead over Hastings. It's the Vikings 38, the Tigers 25. Second half is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Waverly using a 17-3 run to end the second quarter of play. They've got the lead over the Tigers now by a score of 38-25 as we start quarter number 3 here tonight. Here's Pankratz from the corner. Shots up there off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Waverly. So the Vikings have got the ball streaking back the other way down the near sideline. That's going to be Sam Hart. Gets it inside to Bonder. She misses the easy one. Ball is tapped out and is picked up here by Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz has got the ball for the Tigers. Pankratz leading the way so far for Hastings High. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Here's Hastings High with the ball. Franzen moves it down in the corner to Libby Napple around the Franzen screen. Drives it down the lane. Runs into Bonder. And her ball is going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings High ball. So it's going to be the Tigers playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sophia Pankratz will look to play things in with 7:24 to play here in the third. Gets it down in the corner to Knappel. Two-handed pass comes out on top now as the Tigers work against this man-to-man defense. There's Pankratz again on the wing, hands it away. That's Libby Knappel with it now behind the screen. Knappel moves it to Pankratz on the far sideline. Sophia Pankratz looking, goes to Franzen. Franzen at the elbow. She was open, didn't take the shot. Comes out to Maddie Stokes. Down to Pankratz again in 3-point territory. Pankratz dribbling with the ball. Moves it to the right side of the lane now. Down in the corner to Knappel. Now inside to Franzen. China's up there over Bonder. It's going to be no good. Reaching and a foul is going to be called. Elizabeth Franzen is going to be guilty of the personal foul there as she goes up against Bonder to try to grab the rebound. That's going to be the second foul in the ball game on Elizabeth Franzen. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings High here in the second half of play. Vikings have the lead 38-25 over the Tigers. There's a Bonder across the 10-second line. Now to Olivia as they work it back around. Down on the low block on the right side. A shot's going to be put up there. It's going to be no good there by the Vikings. And the ball is recovered here by Hastings High. Taking the shot that time was Cook. Amanda Cook for the Waverly Vikings. So it's 38-25. The score remains. That's a halftime score. We played about 90 seconds here in quarter number three. Hastings High with the ball. Franzen gets it down in the corner to Stokes. Her 15-footer is around the rim. Falls off the backside. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Ball swatted around. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, looks like Waverly basketball. Franzen had a couple of shots at the hole there and could not convert. Ashley Cook comes into the ball game now for the Waverly Vikings. Ashley is averaging 5.3 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. 38-25. Hastings High trailing by 13 points. Here's a Bonder with the ball now for Waverly as he moves it down in the corner to Ashley Cook. Out on the wing, this is Delgado with the ball. Down in the corner, they get it to Ashley Cook. She tries to lob it inside, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Tigers covering up. Olivia Bonder that time denies the ball, denies the pass in there. And it's going to be Waverly inbounding the ball now. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just lob it into the lane. Olivia Bonder has got the ball and sends it over here on the right side down on the baseline, and a personal foul is called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. That's going to be their second foul here in this third quarter of play. It's going to go on, looks like Bailey Pencil over there picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be a two-shot opportunity here for Waverly. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is Amanda Cook at the free throw line. She misses. She'll have one more shot here. So you've got the Bonders and you've got the Cooks out there for Waverly. 38-25. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. One out of two from the free throw line by Amanda Cook, and it's now a 39-25 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the contest for Waverly, and occurs here with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play in quarter number three from the jungle at Hastings High. There's a pass inside intercepted right to Bonder. That's the 10th turnover on the Hastings High Tigers here in the ball game. Here's Delgado, now to Bonder, top of the key. That one is up there and in. She gets the roll. Olivia Bonder scoring there. She's now got 22 in the ball game. And it's now Waverly opening up a 17-point lead, 42-25. It's been a while since the Tigers have scored. They scored just 3 points in the final 5 minutes that second quarter play. There's a three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Franzen. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. Franzen got the offensive board just to the right of the basket there. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Waverly Vikings. It's going to go on Ashley Cook. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Vikings here in the second half of play. Franzen in the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. First point of the ball game for Elizabeth Franzen. She's a 62% foul shooter on the season. Hastings High is a team hitting 65%. Waverly 42, Hastings 26. And the Vikings close the second quarter of play on a 17-3 run. They've outscored Hastings so far here in this third quarter, 7-2. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Franzen. And the rebound comes down to Waverly as they run her back the other way. Here's Amanda Cook with the ball. Entry pass down low. It's going to be deflected away from Ashley Cook out of bounds. Amanda goes to Ashley. The Cooks trying to team up there. Pass was going to be deflected out of bounds, so it's going to be Waverly inbounding the ball. Baseline left side as they get it in the lane there to Ashley Cook. Her shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. That's Amanda Cook scoring there for Waverly. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. And this one is getting away from the Tigers, 44-26, with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Tigers come back with the ball. There's a shot taken from three-point territory. No good by Stokes. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. A foul is called here in the Waverly Vikings. That's going to send Hastings High to the free throw line with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Olivia Bonder picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Pancratz to the free throw line for Hastings High. Shot is up there. Good. The Tigers with three free throws so far here in this third quarter of play. Pancratz has now got 12 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. A 77% foul shooter in the season. Tigers are down by 17. 44-27 with 4:45 to play in the third. Sophia Pancratz, next free throw. Good. So it's now a 44-28 ball game. Waverly has got the lead. Here come the Vikings running down the right sideline. They get it across the 10-second line to Amanda Cook. Cook's pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. That's the fifth turnover now on the Vikings here in this ball game. Here's a long pass down the floor, deflected away by Cook, picked up by Bonder. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Hastings High. There's a feed inside. A shot is taken by Amanda Cook. No good. Battle for the rebound. Cook's got it back. Gets it back outside the ring. A three-pointer is put up there and straight down through the hole. That's going to be Nikki Larson scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's a three-pointer. It's now 47-28. Hastings High is trailing here in the ball game. They've scored just 13 points since the end of the first quarter. We now got 4 minutes to play in quarter number three, and the Tigers are down by a bunch. As they try to get something going offensively, Pancratz down the lane, and she draws a personal foul. So Sophia Pancratz trying to attack the basket there, and she's fouled in the play by McKenna Hoy. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on Waverly. Into the ball game now, Brianna Bonder, and coming out is going to be Olivia Bonder. She comes back to the sideline. 47-28, Hastings trailing with 3:57 to play. You're in quarter number three. The Tigers will play things in. There's a pass inside, deflected away. The scramble is on. 2-3 players hit the deck. Jump ball called. And it's going to be Waverly ball in the alternating jump. So the Tigers turn it away again. That's their 12th turnover of the ball game. Here comes Jamie Johnson in the ball game now for Hastings High. Coming out is going to be Maddie Stokes. Tigers led 15-13 at the end of the first quarter. But it was a big second quarter for Waverly as they outscored the Tigers 25-10. Including a 17-3 run at the end of that second period. And they've got the advantage now, 47-28. There's a pass inside to Bonder, and she's going to be fouled into play. Hastings with no answer for the Bonder sisters. Personal foul is going to be called on Pancratz. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on Hastings High in the second half of play. Brianna Bonder to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. He's now 0 of 3 from the stripe. She's a 65% foul shooter. Brianna Bonder is a sophomore. Olivia is the senior who's headed to Nebraska to play volleyball next year. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be short. No good. Brianna Bonder's now 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Hastings High comes down with the ball. 47-28. The Tigers trailing here in the ball game. Hastings High with the ball here in their offensive zone. That's Libby Knapple. Free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline. There's an entry pass. They get it right to the free throw line. Now they dump it down low. The ball's going to be tipped away from Johnson, and the ball's recovered here by Waverly. That's Nikki Larson back with the ball for the Vikings. That's turnover number 13 on Hastings High. Entry pass. They get it down low. Bonder goes up with a shot. No good, but she's hacked to the arm, and she'll go to the free throw line. That was Elizabeth Franzen picking up the personal foul there for the Tigers. That's going to be her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings High here in the second half of play. Brianna Bonder goes to the free throw line. 0 for 4 so far tonight, and her first shot is up there is good. So she finally hits bottom on a charity toss. She'll have one more. Bonder now with 3 points in the ball game. Chloe Tsvoboda comes into the ball game now for Hastings High. So she's going to see her first playing time in a while. Tsvoboda into the contest, averaging 1 point and one rebound per game. Next shot is up there by Bonder. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. So it's 48-28. It's a 20-point lead now for Waverly in girls high school basketball, who hit the 3-minute mark. There's a feed inside. Knapple grabs the ball, and a baseliner shot is up there and in. Not the way you design it. The entry pass came in. It was deflected away from Libby Knapple. She just picks up the ball on the baseline, and he sends her down through the hole, and she's fouling the play. So Knapple will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The foul is going to be called on Brianna Bonder, and that's going to be her second. So here comes Olivia back in. Brianna comes to the bench now for Waverly. Going to the free throw line is going to be Libby Knapple. She's got 9 points in the ball game now for the Tigers. Knapple at a free throw. Her shot is up there is good. So a 3-point play by Knapple. She's now got 10 in the ball game. The Hastings deficit is now 17. is 48-31 in girls high school basketball tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. We're in quarter number three. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Hoy. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now down in the corner, there's a Boner. Three-pointer is put up there. No good. Offensive rebound by Alyssa Weber. Weber sends her back inside. There's a shot taken. It's up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound loose again. Picked up by Weber. Her follow shot, no good. Rebound Boner. Follow shot up there, no good. And she's fouled into play. So three shots in the hole there with the Waverly Vikings. They couldn't convert, but going to the free throw line now is going to be Boner. She was fouled into play by Bailey Petzl. Petzl's got three personal fouls now in the ballgame. Team foul number five on the Tigers. Olivia Boner goes to the free throw line. 48-31. Hastings trailing in the ballgame. Boner sends up the shot. It's going to be good. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 23 in the ballgame. Olivia averages 15.9 in the season. 9.9 rebounds. The shot is up there. The second one is down through the hole. It's now 50-31 in favor of the Waverly Vikings. There's a long-range jumper by Johnson from three. That falls off of the iron. No good. Rebound loose is picked up here by Brianna Boner, who's back into the ballgame. Here come the Vikings back the other way. This is Weber driving the baseline shot. Good. Alyssa Weber takes it from the left corner, drives it right to the goal. She's got 9 points, and it's 52-31. Waverly has got the lead in girls high school basketball as we approach the 2-minute mark here at the Tiger Gym tonight. Entry pass. They get it inside. That's Libby Knappel with the ball. Tries to send it over in the left side of the lane. Ball deflected. Picked back up. Johnson throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Knappel. Her shot no good. It's saved from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Olivia Boner. As they bring it back the other way, 4-on-3. Here comes the Vikings. They'll hold things up now as they set things up offensively. Cross-court pass comes over here. With the ball is going to be Alyssa Weber. There's an entry pass inside to Boner. Shot is up there and in. Olivia Boner scoring there. She has now got 27 points in the ball game. Here for the Waverly Vikings, she's got 27 of the 54. So exactly half of the points has come from one girl here tonight. By the Vikings, 54-31. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Johnson from three. Ball goes out of bounds into the tuba section on the far sideline. That's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be Waverly basketball. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 54-31. Hastings trailing in the ball game here in girls high school basketball with a minute and 12 seconds to play. Driving down the lane, they kick it out. Here's Boner from the corner. Shot's way off the mark. No good. That was Brianna taking that shot. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers down by 23 here in the third quarter. Tigers have it back in their offensive zone. There's a bounce pass out between the circles now as they get it to Svoboda. Over to Pankratz, Sophia Pankratz to Svoboda. Two-handed pass comes over here to Jamie Johnson. Hastings much smaller in the lineup now. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted is going to be the 14th turnover in the Tigers. Back with the ball is going to be a Degato. She runs her back the other way. Degato gets it here to a Boner. Now down on the near sideline to Hart. Entry pass, get it inside to Boner. Back outside. A three-pointer is put up there by Delgado. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. 25 seconds to play. Tigers have the ball. Johnson has got it into the forecourt. Johnson gets it out here in the three-point territory to Pankratz. Pankratz dribbling with the ball with 15 seconds to play. Here's Johnson. Entry pass inside to Knappel. A shot from the elbow. No good. Short. Rebound comes down to Boner. This is Olivia Boner across the 10-second line as it tipped away out of bounds. And Waverly will play things in with 6.2 seconds to play on the far sideline. Already leading in the contest by a score of 54-31. 6.2 seconds to play. And Waverly will play things in off of the far side. This ball game was 38-25 at halftime in favor of Waverly. Hastings actually had the lead after one quarter at 15-13. Here's Delgado with the ball. Delgado now to Clark, and they can't get a shot away. Kelsey, or Emily Clark was in the ball game there for Waverly. Did not get a shot away, so that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books here in girls high school basketball tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. The score is Waverly 54, Hastings 31. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers outscored in the middle two quarters by Waverly, 41-16. And the Tigers are now trailing to begin this fourth and final quarter, 54-31 to score. There's an entry pass. The shot is up there and in. Hastings High getting the field goal there. That was Libby Knapple scoring on the entry pass, and it's now a 54-33 ball game. Waverly comes back with the ball. Jump pass to the far sideline as the Vikings work against this Tiger defense. Kelsey Dorn into the ball game now as Waverly has gone to some second and third teamers. There's a shot from the free throw line up there. No good, and the foul is going to be called. Shot was taken there by Amanda Cook. An offensive foul is going to be called here on Waverly at the 7:28 mark of the fourth quarter. It's going to go on Ashley Cook. She picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number five on the Vikings so far here in the second half of play. Hastings High with the ball, but they're trailing by 21, 54-33 in girls high school basketball. Maddie Stokes has the ball knocked away from her. Stokes down on her knees to grab that one. She gets it out to Johnson. Johnson moves over to Pancratz. Cross court pass comes over here to Stokes. Her 12-footer is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touchdown there by Waverly. The Vikings think they're going to play it in, but that's not going to be the case. The official is pointing the Tigers' way. Hastings will play it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket with Pancratz. Sophia looking to get it in. She does. To Johnson out here in three-point territory. Back down in the corner. Entry pass to get it back inside. That's Franzen with the ball. Franzen comes out here to Maddie Stokes. Now to Johnson. Johnson hands it away to Sophia Pancratz. She dribbles out here over to the wing on the left side. Spins, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Double team. Comes out to Stokes. Top of the key. Stokes holds it. Over on the wing, there's Johnson. Their three-pointer is way off the mark. No good. An air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Waverly basketball. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. From the jungle, it's 54-33. Waverly's got the lead. Driving down the lane, a shot by Cook is no good, and she draws the personal foul. Ashley Cook took off and went right to the basket there for Waverly, and she draws the personal foul here on the Tigers. Ashley Cook will go to the free throw line now for the Vikings. Personal foul is called on Johnson, Jamie Johnson. That's going to be her first. Ashley Cook to the free throw line, a pretty good foul shooter. She's 30 out of 37 from the line so far this season for 81%. If shot is up there, it's going to be good. Waverly is a team hitting 63% of their free throws so far this year, 34% from the field and 28% from three-point territory. The Vikings have been successful nailing the trade here against Hastings High, though. Ashley Cook will have one more. It's a 22-point lead, 55-33. Next shot is up there and in by Ashley Cook. 56-33. Tigers trailing here in the ball game. Here comes Hastings back. That's Pancratz with the ball. Now to Johnson. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Now she's in trouble. Gets it away to Pancratz. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Nobody under the boards. The rebound. Waverly grabs it, but a foul is going to be called. Amanda Cook got the rebound, but she is tripped up on the play. The foul here will go on the Tigers with 6:17 to play here in quarter number four. Maddie Stokes picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number seven on Hastings. So now we're going to have some free throws back at the other end. That's going to be Amanda Cook. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Cook is one out of two from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation as the Tigers have put Waverly into the bonus. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Amanda Cook will have one more. She's a 69% foul shooter in the season. 57-33. Waverly dominating from about the second quarter on after Hastings High grabbed the 15-13 first period advantage. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Amanda Cook. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame. It's now only 58-33 contest. So the Tigers' hopes of maybe going over the 500 mark for the first time in a long time in the program's history is going to go by the wayside as they are trailing here by 25 points. Waverly knocking the ball away from the Tigers as they come into the offensive zone. Pankratz will inbound the ball. Pankratz moves it down in the baseline to Maddie Stokes. Bounce pass goes inside to Franzen. She is double-teamed. She tries to kick it back out, and the foul is going to be called. Franzen posted up right side of the lane. They got her the ball, but then she was double-teamed in the play. Tried to send it back out into three-point territory and draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Ashley Cook. That's going to be her third. That's only the sixth team foul on the Vikings, however, so it'll be Hastings High playing things in. Johnson deep in the corner. She's open. Takes the shot way off of the mark. No good for three. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Again, last touchdown there by the Vikings. So third time could be a charm here for the Tigers. 5:58 to play in quarter number four. 58-33. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. There's a long-range jumper from Petzl from the corner. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Franzen. Back out to Petzl for three. Shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose again. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. So the Tigers still with the basketball here, trying to convert. Tigers are down by 25 points here in girls high school basketball. Here comes, here comes some new players. McKenna Rogers into the ballgame now for Waverly. As they expect to go to the bench here in the fourth quarter of play, there's a shot taken by Franz, and it's going to be no good. Running back the other way is going to be Amanda Cook on a 3-on-2. Takes it right to the goal. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Petzl and a double dribble violation. Bailey Petzl grabs the rebound and then a double dribble violation trying to lead the break back the other way. 15 turnovers on Hastings High. I've got the Vikings of Waverly with only five. 58-33. Waverly continues the lead here over Hastings High in girls high school basketball. Tigers are still matched up in a man-to-man defense, but Waverly's done a good job slicing this baby up all day today. There's a pass to the near sideline, almost intercepted. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Ashley Cook for the Waverly Vikings. She'll bring it back to the center of the floor, get it in the hands of McKenna Hoy. Hoy's pass in the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Johnson. That's going to be a turnover on Waverly. Now the ball is knocked loose again, and the Tigers give it right back. Waverly back on the attack, and now we got a foul called here. A foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hastings High. Looks like Maddie Stokes is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Here comes Emily Clark back into the ballgame now for Waverly. So we're really going to go to the bench now as everybody that's suited up is going to see some playing time here. Hoy goes to the free throw line for Waverly. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be around the rim and down. And now they took off. Get back here, girls. We got one more free throw. Everybody took off and was retreating there. McKenna Hoy will have another free throw. That was the front end of the bonus. Hastings with 8 team fouls here in the second half of play. Here comes the next shot by Hoy. It is up there. It's off of the mark this time. The ball being swatted around. Hastings has it. Petzl has got it. And the Tigers are trailing 59-33 here in girls high school basketball action tonight. Hastings back in their offensive zone. Petzl left wide open. Three-pointer. Good. Bailey Petzl throws up a three ball that has kind of left her alone defensively. She turns around. There was nobody around. Sends it right down through the hole. She's got 8 points in the ball game. There's a shot up and in. Back the other way. The shot taken there by Kelsey Doran. Right from the elbow. She scores. And now we got a timeout. We've got a timeout from Waverly. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street at Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We got the boys game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Waverly. It'll be between games. We'll have a chance to talk with Hastings High head coach Lance Creech. Here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High boys looking to break a three-game losing streak here tonight. Hastings actually playing four games in the next 7 days. This is the second game at four-game set. Hastings, both girls and boys, playing on Tuesday night against Crete. 61-36 is the score. Waverly putting it to the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Girls high school basketball. Hastings back the other way. There's Knapple dropping the ball down low. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good off of the front iron. And the rebound comes bouncing out here in the three-point territory picked up by Hastings High. There's a pass going to be deflected away again, and it's going to be picked up here by Waverly. So the Vikings have the ball back as we are approaching 4 minutes. There's a pass that goes deflecting off of the glass. It's chased down in the corner by Dorn now for Waverly, and she loses the ball out of bounds, but it was tipped out of her hands. It'll be Waverly inbounding the ball down here, baseline left side underneath her own basket. 4:09 remaining here in quarter number four, 61-36. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. A 17-3 run by Waverly at the end of the second quarter was really the difference in the ball game. There's a shot taken by McKenna Rogers. That's no good, but she's going to be hammered on the play here. And McKenna Rogers will go to the free throw line now for the Waverly Vikings. Libby Knapple picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Rogers to the free throw line. 1 out of 1 for the charity stripe this year. And her shot is up there. It's no good. Her average is sliced in half. McKenna Rogers will have one more. She's averaging 0.6 points per ball game and 0.3 rebounds per game. As the Waverly head coach Anthony Harms has gotten to the bench here with a big lead. Next shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. So the score remains at 61-36. Here's Petzl back the other way. A three-pointer right down through the hole. Bailey Petzl scores from the near sideline. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 61-39. Hastings trailing in the contest. Here's a traveling violation due to traveling or palming. They say traveling violation called here on the Waverly. So the Vikings turn it away. Hastings High will play the ball in from the 10-second line here on the near sideline. 61-39. The Tigers trailing here in the contest. There's a pass going to be deflected out about. Nope, they're going to pick it up on the sideline. Tigers pick it up, keep it alive down in the left corner. Shot up there. It's going to be off the mark from three. It's no good. Rogers with the rebound. Rogers sends it to the near sideline. It's out of bounds. Turnover number 7 in the ball game for Waverly. So it's going to be Hastings High playing the ball in here from right in front of the Tiger bench. 3.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Jamie Johnson with the ball. Johnson dribbling with it. Johnson comes out here to Libby Knapple. Her pass can be deflected again. It's picked up by Kelsey Dorn running back the other way. She stops and pops from 12 feet away on the break. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Jamie Johnson for Hastings. Long pass down the floor. Petzl drives toward the hoop. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. So we're going to have some. That's going to be McKenzie Rogers. McKenna Rogers picking up the personal foul. Bailey Petzl is going to go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more and try to convert on a three-point play. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. So Bailey Petzl has got 14 points now in the ballgame. It's 61-42. We've still got 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's a pass again, deflected away. It goes out of bounds, but it's going to be Waverly basketball. Waverly will play it in off of the far sideline. They've got the big lead here in quarter number 4, outscoring Hastings in the second and third quarters, 41-16 in those two quarters alone. Waverly having problems with it again. It goes all the way into the backcourt as it goes out of bounds, and now the Vikings we'll have to play things in and back court all the way at the end line here. Hastings High will apply some pressure back here. They get it into Rogers. And here comes Waverly now back up the center of the floor, streaking back the other way. There's a pass to the far sideline, pulling up and shooting a little 12-footer. It's going to be no good by Dorn. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings High. Jamie Johnson has got the ball for the Tigers. Chest high dribble. She comes racing back into the offensive zone here for Hastings High. Her pass is deflected, saved from going out of bounds by Dorn. It's going to be picked up here by Waverly. A turnover on Hastings driving from the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Kelsey Dorn taking them all to the hole there for the Waverly Vikings, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. The personal will be called here on Jamie Johnson. That's going to be your second. So Dorn, Kelsey Dorn going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Dorn is now 0 out of 3 on free throws so far this year. 61-42. Hastings High trailing in girls high school basketball tonight. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Dorn's next shot is up there. She misses that one. The rebound comes down to the Tigers. 61-42. Here comes Hastings High. Petzl again for three. Shot is up there. That's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to the Vikings. Running back the other way. Running down the lane. There's Dorn. Their shot's going to be blocked out of bounds, and a foul's going to be called. So foul here will go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Libby Knapple. She picks up her third personal foul. So Libby Knapple picks up her third. Tigers with 10 fouls plus here in the second half of play. Here comes two shots in the free throw line. The first one is up there and in. I think that's Kelsey Dorn who's at the free throw line. That's going to be the case. She'll have another shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. So a couple of free throws. It's now 63-42. Now the ball is going to be knocked loose. It's going to be picked up here. And it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Who are they going to give the ball to? The officials look at one another. They say, let's give it to Hastings. 63-42, 2:13 to play. Here in the fourth quarter from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Here's bombs away for three by Johnson. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out here. It's going to be picked up by Waverly coming back the other way. A 4-on-2 driving down the lane, and contact made. His shot is good, and she's fouling the play. So we're going to have some more free throws coming up here. That's going to be a foul called there on Jamie Johnson. Makes the score 65-42. And now Waverly's going to go back to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 65-42, 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter at the Tiger Gym tonight. Shot is up there, and his shot is good. A three-point play there by Waverly. Makes it 66-42 here in the ball game. Hastings High coming back in their offensive zone. Here's a Libby Knapple with the ball. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a personal foul called here on Waverly. So Snyder picks up the personal foul. They got people in the ball game now. It's not on the roster they supplied to us. That's how far they are into the depth chart here. Shot from the free throw line by Knapple is up and in. Knapple's now got 13 points in the ball game. Bailey Petzl leading the way for the Tigers. She's got 14. Knapple will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. She's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 66-44 is the score now. Here comes Waverly back with the basketball as they come to the near sideline. That's Emily Clark with it now, having problems with a dribble as Johnson is all over her defensively. Now the ball is knocked loose. Knapple has got it down on her knees. Her pass into the backcourt is going to be picked up here by Dorn. Dorn has got it now for Waverly. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted by Knapple trying to save the ball. It's deflected. It's down here on the baseline. A jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Waverly. So it'll be the Vikings playing things in with a minute and 24 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 4, 66-44. So the Tigers are going to drop to 9 wins and 10 losses on the season after this one. Get ready for Aurora coming up on Saturday. Pankratz comes back into the ballgame now for the Tigers. With a minute and 24 seconds to play, Waverly will play things in. There's a pass out on top. A long-range jumper put up there and right through the hole. Emily Clark. Emily Clark hits a 3-ball. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame, 69-44. Pankratz dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there too strong. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot. No good. And a foul called. So the Tigers staying after it to go to the free throw line now as they're fouling to play here with a minute and 10 seconds to play. Snyder picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 on Waverly. Hastings will have some free throws. Going to the free throw line. Here's a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. 69-44. Hastings trailing by 25 points here in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebounded there by Pankratz. And now we got a ball thrown out of bounds. Hastings High turns it away. Ray Markle was the girl who took those last free throws. Head coach Greg Mays is going to the bench as well. There's a long-range jumper put up from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pankratz for Hastings. Under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Tigers come back with the ball here, trailing by a score of 69-44. Pankratz sends it over to Swoboda. Two-handed pass comes over here now to Jamie Johnson. She holds it. Back over to the left side to Swoboda on the wing. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound lost in the lane. It is loose. Scramble is on. Picked up by Waverly here in backcourt. Now the ball knocked loose again. At Hastings High, we'll pick her up back at the other end. There's a Pancratz. Her shot is up there and in. Rather, that's going to be Libby Knappel. Knappel scoring. She has now got 16 points in the ball game for the Tigers. It's now a 69-46 ball game. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. It's going to be no good, an error ball. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. That's Knappel with the ball. Gets it away. Down to Svoboda. She races back the other way for the Tigers. Svoboda comes over to Pancratz for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Knappel. Follow shot, good. Libby Knappel scoring there. She has now got 18 points in the ball game, and that's going to be the end of the basketball game as time expires. 69-48 is going to be the final score here tonight as the Waverly Vikings come to town and beat Hastings High using a big second and third quarters. They outscored Hastings 25-10 in the second quarter, and then they outscored them 16-6 in the third quarter. They go on to beat the Tigers tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 69-48. The Tigers now 9-10 on the season. They'll get ready for Aurora coming up on Saturday. Waverly, they improved to 11 wins and 7 losses. Again, the final score was Waverly beating Hastings High tonight in girls basketball, 69-48. We'll have more right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here at the Jungle at Hastings High, 69-48. The final score in the girls' ball game tonight as Waverly comes to town and beats the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. And we've reached our first parents' night of the 2013-2014 season. So the Hastings High men's and boys and girls basketball team is going to be honored in between games here before we can get to the preparations for the boys encounter tonight between Hastings and Waverly. So we'll have just a few minutes here while they line up all the parents, and we'll get those parents introduced along with their players in front of the house here at the Jungle at Hastings High. But Waverly beats Hastings in girls high school basketball tonight by a score of 69-48. Hastings had the lead after the first quarter. It was 15-13. Hastings actually had the lead at 22-21 with about 5.5 minutes to go in quarter number two. That's when Waverly went on a 17-3 run to end the first half. Vikings led 38-25 after two quarters of play. And they increased that lead to 54-31 after three quarters. As again, they outscored them 16-6 in the fourth quarter or third quarter. And the second and third teamers, they kind of mopped up there for each team in quarter number four. And Waverly knocks off Hastings High tonight by a score of 69-48. We'll come back and check the scoring in the contest as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
69 to 48, the final score here. The Waverly Vikings knock off the Hastings High Tigers in girls high school basketball. Out at Adams Central tonight at the end of the third quarter in girls play. Adams Central is trailing Ravenna by a score of 40 to 38. So Ravenna leading Adams Central 40 to 38 after three quarters out at the Patriots gym. Also going on tonight in girls high school play, you've got St. Cecilia playing at home against the Sutton Phillies. That ball game scheduled to tip off here at about 7:30 over the Chapman Gym. We got the Hastings High boys coming up next against Waverly. Adams Central's boys also for the ball game against Ravenna in the nightcap out at the Patriots Gym. We'll try to keep you up to date on all the scores here tonight on 1230 KHIS. 69 to 48, the final score here as Waverly knocks off Hastings in girls high school play. Leading scorer for the Tigers tonight was Libby Knapple. She comes up with 18 points in the ball game. Knapple had 7 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Libby Knapple with 18 points to face the Tigers. Sophia Pankratz, she had 14 points in the ball game tonight. Pankratz had 4 2-point field goals, and she had a 3-pointer, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for her 14. Bailey Petzl, she ends up with 14 points in the ball game. Petzl had 3 3-pointers. She had a couple of 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for her 14. Other than that, not a whole lot of scoring for the Tigers tonight. You had Anna Grayley, she had 1 out of 2 free throws for 1 point. And Elizabeth Franzen held to just 1 point tonight on 1 free throw and 2 attempts. Ray Markle got in the ball game and missed a couple of free throws late in the contest. I had Hastings High with 17 turnovers in the basketball game tonight and 10 out of 14 from the free throw line. Waverly just 7 turnovers in the contest tonight. They got a big ball game from Olivia Bonder as she scores 26 points in the basketball game. Bonder had 4 3-pointers. She had 5 2-point field goals. And she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So a big night for Olivia Bonder. She scores 26 points in the ball game tonight for Waverly. Scoring 12 points, hitting double figures, was Amanda Cook. She had 1 3-point field goal and then 3 2-point field goals. And she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Bonder had 26. Amanda Cook, she had 12 points in the ball game. The other scorers for Waverly, you had Alyssa Weber, scored 9 points in the ball game. Weber had 1 3-point field goal and then she had 3 2-point field goals for her 9. The other scorers, we see McKenna Hoy. She had 1 point. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Delgado, she ended up with 3 points tonight on a 3-pointer in the first half of play. Kelsey Doran, she had a field goal, and she was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line, and she scores 2 in the ball game. Emily Clark, she had a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 5. Other scorers, Ashley Cook, she had a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Nikki Larson, she fired up a 3-pointer and hit it in the second half for only points in the ball game. Brianna Bonder, she had 3 points in the ball game, a field goal, and she was 1 out of 6 from the free throw line. So only 7 turnovers for Waverly during the basketball game tonight as they knock off the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 69 to 48. Parents' night been completed now here at the Tiger Gym. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and preview this next ball game coming up between Waverly and Hastings High as we continue with Tiger basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.